You're listening to For the Show We Go Baseball Podcast.
All right, so you just started yesterday, probably your best start so far this year. So how did it feel yesterday? I guess what kind of things were you doing? I guess overall, how do you feel?
I feel really good about it. I feel like some things are starting to click that I feel like I've been missing the last couple outings. I feel like I could throw my fastball kind of how I wanted to, where I wanted to, and that's a big deal for me just because I feel more comfortable when I'm on the mound when I can do that. So ultimately, just being able to throw where I want to made me a little bit more comfortable and made it a little bit easier to get guys out.
So you mostly just had the one mistake yesterday, which was the home run,
yeah.
The solo. So I guess, like, how did that kind of help shape the rest of your start after that?
Yeah, I mean, I made a lot of mistakes, but ultimately, like, those mistakes are getting smaller. So from my past outing, so I'm just really excited to be able to make those mistakes a little bit smaller. And then, you know, I mean, I'm trying to go out there and just get those guys out, and every once in a while they'll hit it hard, and I'm trying to minimize it. And if it's a solo home run, we go out there and score 7 runs, I'm not too worried about it.
And so now that you're here in AAA and you're starting to get some experience under your belt, how has the mindset changed? Has it, now that you're here, you're one step away, has it thought sunk in yet that, you know, the next call is the major leagues?
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, ultimately, like, I've got a lot of things that I need to get better at before I feel really confident that I can go out and help the Red Sox win a World Series. So, you know, and we're all on the same page with that. And I think the Red Sox are doing a great job just kind of letting me know where I'm at and what I need to work on. And, you know, every day I'm coming here and working on those things and trying to get one step closer to the call.
And how did you, in spring training, with the drive line and all the new pitching lines, I know you're obviously new to the org as well, but, you know, with the influx of pitching lines, I guess, how did you adapt to that coming over to the system?
Yeah, it was a pretty quick, just kind of jump in, throw into the fire a little bit, but no, it was fine. Being in the new org, you know, it kind of felt like I was kind of put on everybody's level because everybody was kind of learning the new system a little bit, just with the new stuff that we're doing, and so it made me feel a little more comfortable because I wasn't the only person that was trying to learn everything. So, but ultimately, I think it's a good thing for the org, and it's going to really help everybody get to where they want to be.
And how has it been working with DeLucia and Junis? I guess just every day here in Worcester.
Yeah, they're awesome. They know everybody here so well, just individually, what we need to work on, and I know that I can go to them with anything stupid that I think that I need to do, and they're like, hey, like, that's a great idea, or hey, like, let's back off and get back to our goals.
Are you a social media guy at all?
A little bit.
So you, like, browse through Twitter, you see something sometimes. So you do know that, like, a lot of fans have, I guess, a liking for you right now, and they, you know, they have nicknames and all that, but, like, what do you go by? Like, what is
I go by Richard. Okay. That's my given name. I'm named after my grandfather on my mom's side, so that's it's a name I'm gonna stick to you know, honor that. And you know, I mean, I can't really help what other people call me, but ultimately, yeah. Like, I go by Fitzy, Richard, but that's about
it. It's a little weird having, well, you weren't here last year, but there was a Fitzy that got a king, key to the city, so you got to kind of steer clear of that one.
Absolutely.
Right? Are you, when Scranton comes up on the schedule soon, is that going to be any extra firepower for you?
A little bit. I'm really excited to see those guys. You know, a lot of those guys I played with last year or just in the years past, got drafted with them or something. You know, I'm excited to face those guys, excited to see them. You know, ultimately, it's another game, and I'm going to try and go out there and do my best.
Any thoughts on Auburn football this next year? I see the recruiting class. I think my school's got you guys beat right now in the SEC recruiting rankings at AKA Mizzou over Auburn.
Yeah.
So any thoughts on that?
I don't know. I try and keep up with it as much as I can. I try and look at it, but ultimately, I mean, the recruiting is something that I think is good for kind of a gauge of what's to come, but ultimately you got to go out there and compete on the field. You know, it's the same thing that we're doing here. We see the prospect rankings, but if you're not doing your job, then, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, as far as Auburn football goes, like, I'm going to cheer them on. And the great thing about Auburn football is that, I mean, you got a great chance to beat Alabama every year, and it's going to be exciting, that's for sure.